Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, a big win for your team. You guys got on the scoreboard early last night with Moore's fourth goal of the season. How much does that change the momentum of a series, let alone a game, when you come in and score that early?
Well, I'm not so much about the series, but certainly in any game, if you can get that first goal, it's always going to be to your advantage. It's just goals are hard to come by, and we've certainly struggled over our last half dozen games. So getting that goal early in the game certainly was a good sign. It certainly relaxes the bench, and you're on the road too. That's always even maybe a little more important to score that first one on the road.
Do you think people underestimate Hannah Moore, especially the opponent who might look at her and see that she's not very big, but she's awfully skilled?
She is. I think you're probably right. I think when they look at our lineup, they obviously will circle Steph Anderson, and Caitlin Tugas has led our team in scoring the last 2 years. Certainly Lauren Miller is a big, strong, physical player with great speed. And so maybe Hannah does, other than the fact she's playing with Steph and Tugi, she may get overlooked. But she's got incredible speed in terms of her skating. In fact, she may be one of the fastest players when she gets going, and she's got great hands, and she can put the puck in the net. And we're encouraging her all the time to try to shoot more. I think she's off to a great start in her senior year.
Then you get the second goal from a brand new Beaver. Actually, she's been part of the team for a couple years now, the transfer out of the University of Minnesota Duluth, Bailey Wright. And how excited was she when she scored?
Oh, she's pretty excited. Bailey had as a freshman playing for Duluth, she was the freshman of the week in the WCHA against Ohio State here. So, she's had some history against the Buckeyes and done well. So kind of a reminder of that, and said, you can do it again, even though you're wearing green. And she did. That was a big goal, obviously. It turned out to be the winning goal. A nice play by her line mates. And Eve got the puck to the net, and she went hard to the net. And she's a very strong physical player. She's hard to move, and she's hard to knock off the puck. And once she got in that area with a loose puck, we knew we were in a pretty good spot.
Why did you choose Bailey to fill in for Steph while she was over in Sweden?
Just her skill set. Again, like I said, she's a very strong player. She's once she gets herself in front of the net, she's extremely hard to move. But she's got skills. She can get up and down the ice, and she can really rip it. That's one thing. If you see her when she gets a chance, she can fire that puck. And again, we're encouraging her to do that as much as she can. And so rather than moving a lot of people from different lines, so we just thought we'd make that one move, and I thought she handled herself very, very well.
As typical Ohio State and Bemidji State games go, another physical battle last night, lots of penalties called. Your power play wasn't able to get any goals, but they had a lot of great opportunities. What's it going to take to get one?
Well, I thought as the first couple power plays weren't very good at all, but I thought as we got more experience against this particular penalty kill and in this particular rink, we did a better job. I think the key is we got to make tape-to-tape passes, and we got to be thinking two or three steps ahead, because they're very, very aggressive. There's not a lot of room. And if you put the puck on the rail, or if you turn your back, or you fumble it, they're going to be all over you. So it's really, really imperative that we move the puck quickly, make tape-to-tape passes, and then get pucks to the net. I think they can be almost over-aggressive. So if we move the puck quickly enough, we might be able to create some two-on-ones. But again, we need to get pucks to the net, create some chaos, and see if we can't find a loose puck and get one by.
They outshot you last night 22-17, but your forecheck was outstanding. Why was it that they were able to get so many shots on goal?
I don't know if they, 20, Britt had 21 saves, 20 saves maybe. That's certainly not a huge amount. A lot of them are from the outside. They're just trying to get pucks to the net. I think one thing we want to be better at today is get pucks to the net. We had a lot of zone time. Like you said, our forecheck was good. We did a lot of nice things on the cycle, but we need to do more to get pucks to the net, and that's going to be one of our focuses today.
Brittany gave up that one goal, went off of the top of her glove and over her shoulder. What do you tell her after something like that? Obviously, she wanted to have that one back.
Nothing. I don't say anything to her. You could just tell she was fired up, and that's just one of the great things about her. She's so competitive that you could see that she was not happy, and there was. It was like a mindset, that's it. They're not getting anything else.
Three big points last night put you guys ahead of North Dakota by 4 points, and then right behind the Gophers, just shy 2 points of second place. Today, even bigger. Do you tell your team, hey, this is our opportunity to to make something happen in the league?
Well, they know that. I mean, every time we go out, there's, you know, we're playing for those 3 points in each particular game, and those three yesterday are huge, and that's we realize we're the only teams playing, and we're going to have games in hand, but the more points we can put between ourselves and the people that are below us in the standings, the better. I mean, that's what it's all about. So these 3 points today are huge, and if we can get them, now we're 7 points ahead of North Dakota. We'd actually get ahead of Minnesota. But even you know, maybe even more important, we're separating ourselves from Duluth and Ohio State and the other schools in the 5, 6, 7, and 8. Because, you know, again, we want to be a top four team. So the more points we can put up on that side, the better.
Kristen Huber got hurt halfway through the first period yesterday. She's obviously out of the lineup today. You had thrown Summer Thibodeau into that line with Miller and Wyvoda. Obviously, you liked what you saw because she stays in that line.
Yeah, you know, it's it's that, you know, certainly not too big of a role for Summer. She actually played a very similar role last year with our club towards the tail end. You know, she's going to do just fine. And again, it's just a real easy to move her. She's a right-handed. She shoots right, so putting her on the right wing is more of a natural spot for her. Put Em up on the left side with Riley and Nelly. And then we insert Tegan Rose in the lineup, and she's a left-handed shot, so she'll just go on the left wing with Emily and Sylvia. So not a whole lot of changes there, but again, Summer, you know, we talked yesterday, she just does such a good job both ends of the ice. So, you know, she every time she's with Lauren, they seem to do pretty well together.
After watching film, did you see anything that your team needs to fix today going into this game?
Not so much fix. Again, just being real hard to play against in our zone. Just you know, we talk about just little habits that, you know, we just want to keep doing every game. And if we do those things, it's certainly going to help us. But, you know, the one thing we did talk about is trying to get pucks more to the net, taking pucks, being aggressive, coming off the half wall, and even if it's just funneling the puck to the net, and try to create as much traffic down there as we can. Because as we saw yesterday, when we did that, their goalie had no idea where the puck was, and she's looking all over the place. And that's when, if we can find that loose puck, you know, then you're gonna have an opportunity to get one in. So again, try to get more pucks than that, but continue to play solid in our end. And boy, their transition, I thought, did a nice job yesterday. We want to do that again. We want to push the pace. We want to make Ohio State defend.
I know the one thing about this rink is that there's weird bounces that come off of each of the corners. The ice might have been a little soft because it was a little warm outside and a little warm inside. Did your team notice any of that?
Not so much the ice, but you know, it's a unique building in terms of you're going to get some strange bounces. So, you know, I know there was the one on a wrapped around puck that kind of comes off at a crazy angle, and you know, Britt knew that. But there's also, they have the stanchions between the plexiglass, so pucks will hit that, kick funny. So, you know, you got to be aware and react to anything that happens. And that's why we say it's really, really important to be focused all the time. You really got to be locked into what's going on the ice. You can't let your mind wander. You know, even when you're on the bench, you got to be focused on what's going on the ice, because, you know, you need that mindset for 20 minutes at a time.
You mentioned the line changes being a little longer, too. How has your team adjusted to that, or did you make any adjustments towards the end of the game?
Well, it's that second period where it gets really, really difficult, because, again, where our benches are located and where the, you know, how the neutral zone is set up here, it's a really, really long change when you're going the opposite way. So you just have to be smart with your zone entries. Your forwards have to realize, you know, when they get off the ice. You can't get overextended, because if you're in your zone, then you go down, you're forechecking for a while, now the puck comes back out. And if you get trapped in your zone, now it could be trouble, because again, it's just forever to get to your benches. So it's just a matter of being smart and being disciplined and making good choices with the puck.
Jim, thanks so much for your time. Good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.